This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying what Paul said in Philippians 3 and 4 about the need for good Christian mentors in the church. A well-known professor at Dallas Seminary has said, everyone should have a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy in their lives. A Paul as a mentor, a Barnabas as a colleague, a Timothy as a disciple. I understand what he was saying, but if you look at the historical record in the book of Acts, you'll find that Barnabas was actually Paul's mentor first. Then they became colleagues. Paul had his disciple, Timothy. Barnabas had his disciple, Mark. All of us, when we are new Christians, need a mentor. Do you have one? When we grow as Christians, we need a mentor and a colleague or a close friend. Do you have a mentor and at least one colleague or close friend? As we mature in Christ, we should find and commit ourselves to a disciple. Do you have at least one disciple? If you are a parent, you can disciple your child. Another way is to help someone commit themselves to Christ, then take them under your wing to disciple them. You also could look for someone who is a new Christian who needs help. Become a friend to them. As you spend time together, you might become a mentor to them. Are you willing to commit yourself to this process of progress? Will you seek out a mentor? Will you make yourself available to be a mentor? Will you prayerfully seek to be a friend or a colleague? Remember, iron sharpens iron. This is God's plan for growth in the church. We are truly born to reproduce. If you'd like to review these messages in the series, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.